Awesome. Okay, let's start finding our seats. We need to move on. And we've got two Longhorns on the podium. Jordan, it works for a very unique program. Maybe not. Well, yeah, it's pretty unique. It certainly was a pioneering program in the Defenders. Gosh, okay.
Yeah.
Dallas Public Defender's Office, doing basic. She gets paid to do fun crimmigration work, and crimmigration work is really fun. Helping immigrants accused of crimes determine what the impact of their pleas and charges and stuff will be. She is just a wealth of knowledge. She's also super cool, nice. Get to know her. If you do crimmigration work, introduce yourself to her. She knows everything about crimmigration.
Everything. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Equally as knowledgeable, we have the incomparable Amelia Reese Fisher. If the name sounds familiar, I believe it's because another Fisher was speaking earlier. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in terms of knowledge and, of course, in wonderful personality. We love her to death. She is also one of our planning committee members and has been for a little while, for a minute or two. Amelia practices with her dad in East Texas and has lots of interesting issues from Nacogdoches County. Lots of interesting war stories from Nacogdoches County. Anyway, take it away. They're going to talk to us about crimmigration. I know there was a couple of questions earlier that I saved for this, so I'll make sure and get those to you before the end of the panel.
Thank you. Okay. It's the end of the day. It's technical. It's going to be a lot of slides, which is what people want to hear, a lot of technical slides at 4 p.m. Let's do it. We're super excited to be with y'all today. We do have too many slides, so we're probably going to hold questions till the end. But if something's like really burning and you need to discuss it, just start yelling and we'll stop. And we're going to dive right in. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about really quickly is just an overview of what we're going to discuss today, a very brief mention on working with Criminal Defense Counsel. Then Amelia is going to give an overview of the categorical approach, and then I'm going to sort of come in with a deeper dive on some categorical approach issues. Today's really like the theoretical procedural framework for how to do crimmigration work as opposed to specific immigration consequences of Texas offenses. This is how you make the sausage today. Let's do it. Okay, so when do you work with a criminal defense attorney? As soon as possible. There's a lot of pretrial diversion programs in different counties in Texas, but they have cutoff dates, a lot of times relating to the date of indictment. So get in touch with that defense attorney as soon as you can. If you are a lot of times the defense attorney may say to you, what's a safe plea? And if you're unsure of what might a safe plea be, you should call a Padilla expert. I work in Dallas County, but there's folks all over the state doing this work now at public defender offices in Harris County, San Antonio, Fort Bend, Laredo, El Paso. We are everywhere. So don't be afraid to reach out and speak to someone who does this daily if this is not your number one area of practice. And then the second part that I practiced immigration law full time before, and I used to be like, these lazy defense attorneys don't want to do their job. Okay, not very nice. Now that I'm in I work now with predominantly criminal defense attorneys, I'm like, these immigration attorneys have no sense of reality. Because y'all call up and you're like, so there's like 10 felonies, they're all gonna need to be dismissed, thanks. And I'm like, oh really? That would be great if that was available every time. You do have to understand that in Texas, sometimes it is very hard to win at trial. This idea that your client isn't going to trial because their defense attorney is lazy is not totally fair. Sometimes their defense attorney is lazy, but sometimes the facts are bad and the punishment is huge, and your client is going to need to think of a plea, and just getting it dismissed at trial is not the option in every single case.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment here that there is great value in having positive, collaborative working relationships with criminal defense counsel. And what Jordan was saying, I mean, going in and expecting them to be miracle workers is not the way to approach that relationship and is not the way to to start a collaborative relationship.